people are mislabeling burnout as depression or anxiety or alarm. And really, burnout is a spiritual issue. It makes you feel like you're not connected to yourself anymore. You are a mask. You are doing something or some other goal other than yourself. In my case, that someone else was this ego that I created, that I was Dr. Russell Kennedy, and that would solve my problems. Our identity is really wrapped up in our work. I wasn't gonna give it up. I knew it was killing me, but I couldn't give it up. The anxiety really got worse and worse as I kept stuffing myself into this job. I was down to only working about 15 to 20 hours a week when I finally quit. And even that was beyond what I was able to handle. To heal burnout, we have to. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Anxiety Rx podcast. I am happy you're here. I'm happy you're listening. It's important for me to get out an alternative view of what anxiety is and what different psychological diagnoses mean. Today, I'm going to talk about burnout, and I experienced this firsthand, so I will let you know exactly how I felt about it and how I got through it. But if you've ever just gone into work and thought, I can't do this anymore, I just can't do it anymore. And it's this ill-defined feeling. You don't really know what it is. You know, you just don't want to do this job anymore. And I think people are mislabeling burnout as depression or anxiety or alarm. And really, burnout to me is kind of a spiritual thing. For me, it was I chose this profession to be a doctor and it didn't work out. And I put 10 years into it and it didn't work out. I was heavily invested in being a doctor. It was part of my identity. And I think it was so hard for me to leave when I knew that it just wasn't serving me anymore. I wasn't able to put on that mask and be Dr. Russell Kennedy anymore because it was killing me. It was just way too much for me to handle. And in many ways, I think I bit off more than I could chew becoming a doctor in the first place, because when I was younger, I really looked for validation, external validation. I liked helping people. And I thought, well, if I become a doctor, then all my problems are over. I have all this status. And that will alleviate this internal sense of not good enough or whatever it was that I felt, or not being heard. I think a lot of it wasn't being heard as a child. I don't think that my parents really listened to me. I had a bit of an anger problem when I was very young, and my anger was shut down quite quickly. And when you shut down a child's anger, you basically leave them defenseless. When you shut down a child's ability to look after themselves or say, this is a boundary you're crossing, I don't want to live like this as a child, I don't want to have to endure this, you really take away their ability in later life to be angry and look after themselves. And then you're setting the stage for people pleasing, which I think on some level, being a doctor, I was a people pleaser too. So I tried to go out of my way to really, really help my patients. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that when you leave yourself to become this mask, to become this other person, that burnout is a spiritual issue. And it makes you feel like you're not connected to yourself anymore. You are a mask. You are doing something for some other goal other than yourself, which is a very difficult place to be in, to do something for someone else. And in my case, that someone else was this ego that I created, that I was Dr. Russell Kennedy, and that would solve my problems. If I was seen, heard, and respected, that would resolve all my internal insecurities, which of course didn't. It just made me mentally ill on top of being a doctor. So that was uncomfortable for sure. And now I'm trying to find a way of addressing this burnout for myself and perhaps for you, listening to this story and understanding where it comes from. Because I do think it's a spiritual issue. I do think it's part of us going against another part. And I talk about anxiety being a separation of your adult self from your child self and your mind from your body. Well, burnout is the same. I think burnout is your adult self keeps driving you and your child self says, I can't do this anymore. And then you go up into your head and your mind drives your body past the point that your body can really take it. You know, even this week, I've had a lot of reels to make for Instagram. I've had these podcasts to do, and it's really burned me out this week. I've really felt that I couldn't do it. So this burnout episode is really aptly timed because I saw in myself that my mind is driving my body too far. So if I go off on tangents or whatever, please forgive me because I am a little burned out while I'm doing this episode on burnout. So my own experience with burnout was gradual, as most burnout is. In medicine, it's very, very common. I'm shocked at the number of doctors that are burning out these days. Actually, I'm not, because as a doctor, you don't get treated well in residency and internship, and even in medical school. And I think it becomes this milieu inside of you that you accept ill treatment because that's just what the profession demands. You have to sacrifice for yourself, which I think we doctors are prepared for. We're just not prepared for the depth and the extent of how much we have to give away of ourselves. So my identity was really wrapped into being a doctor. It was really wrapped into being Dr. Russell Kennedy. In the early days of becoming a physician, it felt really weird to be on the phone with a pharmacy and say, "This is Dr. Kennedy." Now it's kind of like second nature, but at the time it felt really, really strange. And it was kind of slow how it permeates into your identity. And also my identity was a caregiver because I looked after my mother and I looked after my father. So I thought, well, this is the perfect job for me. I will look after other people. But all along, I never really looked after myself. And I think that's one of the big reasons I showed up with anxiety. And it may be one of the reasons you have anxiety too, is that you are doing something that was familiar to you in your childhood. For me, it was caregiving. For you, it might be exactly the same. And now you're a nurse or a naturopath or a vet, and it's not what you thought it was. Like, this isn't what I signed up for. So for me, my need for external validation was so great that I stayed in medicine much longer than I should have. It provided me with a pretty good income, for sure. I was down to only working about 15 to 20 hours a week when I finally quit. And even that was too much. Even that was beyond what I was able to handle because I was getting more and more and more anxious. The anxiety really got worse and worse and worse as I kept stuffing myself into this job. So the job provided me with something positive, which I think happens in burnout. The job is providing you with something. It provided me with income. It provided me with status. It provided me with an intellectual outlet, but it also took away a lot too. It also took away a lot of my personal freedom. I didn't want to be a doctor anymore, yet there was nothing else. I couldn't go to McDonald's and work there because I'm used to making, you know, a six-figure income. And I can't just jump out of this job that gives me a six-figure income to be something else. Eventually, I became a writer and an author, and I couldn't be happier that I did that. But at the time, as a doctor, and I see why doctors like commit suicide quite a bit because so much of your identity is wrapped up in being a doctor. And when you lose that, you lose a lot of your identity. So if I go into being a doctor because I want to be seen, that wasn't the whole reason. I do like helping people, as I hope you can tell by my podcasts and my Instagram and just my general love for helping other people. But I gave up myself. I gave up what I thought I needed. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I gave up myself because myself isn't that driven to work that hard. I didn't want to work that hard as a doctor. And I think that was really a rude awakening for me because the job demands a lot of you to work that hard. So that was one thing. So I was saying that it gives you these things. It gives you a title, it gives you income, and it makes it hard to leave. And it gives you an identity. And I don't know about what your burnout state might be, but our identity is really wrapped up in our work. So for me, I wasn't going to give it up. I knew it was killing me, but I couldn't give it up. So what happened for me was, I ruptured my left Achilles tendon, full rupture, left Achilles tendon. I did it because I was getting Achilles tendonitis. And like the arrogant doctor that I was at the time, I injected it with cortisone. And if you inject your Achilles tendon with cortisone too many times, it can rupture, which is exactly what mine did. And it was probably one of the most, well, it was one of the most difficult times in my life, for sure. My dad's death was probably the other really big time that was really hard for me. But that, I knew at that point, that was the straw that broke the doctor's back. I knew that I wasn't going to be going back into medicine at that point, because that was it. I was already burned out. I was already just feeling like I couldn't do this job anymore. Then I get this Achilles rupture. And that was the physical turning point. That was what actually made me make up my mind that I couldn't do this anymore. So I kind of shifted into, you know, being a yoga teacher, doing comedy, neither of which pays nearly as much as a doctor. And I was still trying to escape my alarm kind of through this performance aspect that I have. But I knew I had to leave medicine. And I really had to look at what burnout really is. And what I think burnout really is this deep psychological depletion. It's not just being tired. The nervous system becomes stuck in this survival mode, and you just go in day after day. And even this week, when I've got all this stuff to do, this podcast and some reels and some other stuff that I have to do for my anxiety MD business, I'm burned out this week. I know next week I'll be fine because I'm on holidays. And this has been coming along for a while. Plus, we've started a new format for the podcast and a new recording for the podcast. So I've had to put all this sort of stuff together. So my mind is kind of fried, and it makes me feel, ironically enough, how I felt when I was burning out as a physician. And I think burnout for me was just the alarm in my body that I ignored for way too long. And I think that's true for most people. Burnout is a sense of alarm that's just been ignored. Now, some people can have alarm and it shows up as anxiety and it's obvious. Other people can have alarm in their system. They're just physically and mentally exhausted, but it doesn't necessarily show up as anxiety, depression, eating disorders, OCD, all that sort of stuff. But for me, it showed up as significant anxiety. So I reframe burnout as kind of the body's protective shutdown. It's not a failure. And how to tell the difference is that chronic stress, overdoing, overgiving, it feels like emotional exhaustion, and you get detached. You have a lack of motivation. There's a feeling in us that just feels like I don't have anything more to give, but then you just keep giving. Maybe it's like having children as a mother and you've got two kids under five and you're exhausted, but you still have to look after these kids. It's probably a very similar feeling. There's just this sense that, my God, my mind is just keeps pushing me forward to do this thing that I feel I have to do. And the separation in me, like, this isn't good for me, but I have to do it. That separation is what really kicks burnout into high gear and really winds up killing your mental health and physical health too. You know, it's partially helped by rest. You can rest a little bit, but I remember as a doctor having holidays and then coming back and then a week into medicine again, practicing, I was burned out again. A week. It didn't take long. So it was a deeper issue for me. You know, so some people say it's the same as depression. I don't think so. I think that there may be sort of a genetic trauma or neurochemical route to depression. I think the burnout itself, I think it's just this sense that you're going against yourself. Whereas depression is kind of hopelessness, numbness, lack of pleasure. It doesn't respond to rest alone, but neither does burnout either. I think there's just this sense in burnout that you are doing it to yourself. And that, I think, is one of the hardest parts of it, is that you feel like, I'm doing this to myself. I know the answer. I know that I have to get out of this job, but I can't seem to do it. And it's a big problem, burnout now. You know, in healthcare, especially, and high stress professions, but anybody, even motherhood, I think is full of burnout. And it's normalized in medicine, and it's even rewarded, you know, and many people are unconsciously drawn to helping roles to avoid their own pain. I was like that. I was drawn to helping other people. And nursing school apparently is full of people that had to be caregivers when they were younger. And doing and achieving, in a way, became a way to outrun my alarm. And initially it worked. You know, for the first 10 years or so, I think I was able to outrun my alarm. But burnout now is becoming so pervasive. It's everywhere. Parents, I think there's people pleasers, perfectionists, overachievers. All of this eventually runs into a place where you can't handle it.
You can't handle the truth.
So, you know, burnout shows up when we say yes, when we mean no. When we tie our worth to being needed by others, that was big for me. When we ignore our own needs to help others. And it also thrives in a culture that teaches that love has to be earned. And there's no inherent self-worth in burnout. The burnout comes from the fact that you put your identity into this job. And I think burnout's your body's last attempt to sort of get your attention. Like, I can't do this anymore. And like I said, this week, I have felt that. I have felt even doing this podcast right now, I feel burned out. I feel burned out by Instagram. I know I'll be better next week, but this week has been particularly difficult. So I really feel this podcast. I really feel the same kind of way that I did when I knew I had to leave my job as a physician. I kept doing it. I keep doing Instagram. I keep doing these podcasts, but I know that I'm not taking enough rest for myself, but I know I'll be better next week. As opposed to when I was a doctor, it was endless. The demands were endless. I never actually got free of my demands as a doctor. So I think to heal burnout, we have to kind of name it, you know, acknowledge what we're experiencing without shame. There's a lot of shame to saying, I did this job. I studied 10 years to become a doctor and I don't want to do it anymore. And I see it on Instagram. I see medical doctors on Instagram quitting who have just either finished their residency or early in their career. And the shame that they feel themselves and that gets thrown at them from other doctors. And I don't want to make this all about doctors, but doctors are kind of like the poster children for helping other people and sacrificing yourself. And I think that they get blamed, the doctors that quit, like they're lazy, you just don't want to do the work. And really, it's just alarm and depletion. It's not something that they have a lot of control over. It's a spiritual issue. It's something in them that says, this is not right for me. And I think when you start knowing that you got to feel your body, and I think a lot of burnout is ignoring the body, being driven by the mind. So if you can start localizing your alarm, identify where your body feels unsafe, put your hand over it, breathe into it, start doing the meditations in MBRX, do the yoga nidra meditation so that you start really connecting with all parts of yourself. So you can start rebuilding that safety and you're not betraying yourself anymore. You're not going against your fundamental needs, which I believe one of the things about burnout is it makes you go against your own fundamental needs. And relearning self-support, you know, healing comes through repetition more than it does insight. Healing comes more from changing your body than changing your mind. Of course, changing your mind helps, changing your framework helps, but it's really understanding what's this feeling in my body? Is this the younger version of me crying out for attention? Yes. Are they going to get louder if I ignore them? Yes. Can you ignore them for a very long time? Yes. And I did all of those things. I ignored the child in me that was saying, we are burned out of looking after other people. We cannot do it anymore. Stop doing this. And I'm like, no. We get an income from this. We get some status from this. We should keep doing it. And the child's like, okay, you know, I'm just going to exhaust you because you're clearly not going to pay. You're not paying any attention to me. So I got into like yoga nidra. I got into breath work. I got into inner child work. And when I started restoring that sense of safety and connection in myself and got rid of a lot of the shame and guilt for leaving medicine, I was able to find another job as a writer, as a content creator, as someone who can act as an anxiety doctor, even if I'm not still in the system anymore. So even though I experienced a little bit of burnout this week, I still love doing what I do now. I still really enjoy helping you guys understand that anxiety is more to do with your body than your mind, and showing you in podcasts and in posts that you can heal yourself. I have healed. It's not that I'm anxiety free. sound like Christopher Walken. I'm not anxiety free. I'm not anxiety free, but it doesn't bother me anymore. It's just, it's an uncomfortable feeling when I have it, this alarm feeling, but I also know it means you're not paying attention to yourself. And I know that sounds a bit woo and, you know, you got to love yourself. And that's true. And that's true. But I think you can make the intention to look after yourself and stay with yourself and stop that separation that is being mediated and expanded by that burnout. Because the more you stay in something, whether that be a job or relationship, whatever, that is not serving you or feeding you, and it's probably a demand that you've created on yourself since from your childhood. So Freudian repetition compulsion, what was familiar to you in childhood, you will unconsciously reproduce in your adulthood. As we do that, as we betray ourselves, as we separate from ourselves, we increase the alarm in our body. And as we increase the alarm in our body, the thoughts get more reflective of that alarm. The thoughts get more scary, which of course makes the alarm worse, which of course makes the thought worse. And you get in the alarm anxiety cycle, which you've heard me talk about many, many times. So to close, if you're burning out, you know, you're not broken. You're not burned out. You're probably carrying some alarm. You've separated from yourself on some level. And it doesn't mean that you have to leave your job, but you do have to start really connecting with the younger version of you. And this is the child in you acting out and saying, this isn't right for us. The child's our body, essentially. The child is essentially not going to lie to you. It's going to tell you that it's suffering and it's up to you to change it. And if you don't change it, you're going to wind up suffering from more anxiety, more depression, more eating disorder. Whatever your diagnosis du jour is, it's going to increase if burnout is part of the whole situation. So what if your exhaustion, your burnout isn't failure, but the beginning of you finally connecting to the younger version of yourself, finally listening to what that child is telling you? And I know it's a big step. I know it's a big step. It was a huge step to leave my income and status and just the people around me that I work with as a doctor, but it was the best decision that I've ever made by far. There is no better decision that I've made in my life than looking after myself, connecting with that younger version of me, because it led to writing books. It led to doing what I'm doing now. It led to really enjoying my life and being consistent with the child in me and enjoying our connection together rather than force myself into a separation that appeared to help me from the outside. I now figured out a way to help myself from the inside. And I think that's really what I'm most proud of at recovering from burnout, is just really connecting with that younger version of me and fulfilling the role that I'm happiest in, even though I might have elements of burnout, which I do this week. But I think it's important to understand that on the whole, things are so much better now that I made this decision. And I think for you, they will probably get harder in the short term, but be consistent with yourself. Connect with yourself. All anxiety is separation anxiety. So learning to connect with yourself is really how we heal alarm and also how we heal burnout. And I'll see you next time.